Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levzon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levzon. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Warner reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Fonseca applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Lutsk reaches second base with a double. Dutch Levzin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lutsk scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Levzin moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Levzin moves to third. Summa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Basler moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levson fields it and throws to third for the out. Carroll moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Warner moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Levson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish throws the ball into Tavner, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-2, Indians. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levzin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Basler moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Basler moves to third. Carroll moves to second. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Geringer is hit by the pitch. Basler scores. Carroll moves to third. Warner moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Warner scores. Geringer moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Sherry Smith now pitching. Harry Heilman pinch hits for Al Wingo. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Geringer scores. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Art Rubel now playing right field. George Uhel pinch hits for Sherry Smith. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for George Uhel. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rubel. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Warner hits a pop-up towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 4 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon pinch runs for Rube Lutsk. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Spurgeon moves to second. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler fires to first and picks off Summa. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.